a different experience of time.
Yeah, and well, completely, and different groups experiencing life utterly differently,
yeah,
and
yeah,
people or themselves or not themselves. The idea of the self.
Yeah.
When I first went to Goldsmiths, I was so relieved when I came across postmodernism, because suddenly there was an idea of seeing people, the experience of being, as not being based around some solid core that they called the self.
Yeah.
The sudden idea that there was no self.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily kind of agree with that idea of it all being constructed, or certainly not consciously. But suddenly this idea that you didn't have to, because by using the other model, I suppose the psychiatric or psychological model, or just how culturally we've perceived of it before. So you're constantly feeling wrong because you haven't got that experience of something solid that's called the self. So nothing to work from, and no central reference point.
And also that idea of kind of like the self that then intervenes within context, and that has agency. I think that those are the kind of the connecting things.
Yeah.
And I was like kind of just trying to read for this making and self-making seminar, just trying to read some of the late Foucault, who sees kind of that whole idea of self-crafting as a form of resistance, as a form of inertia,
okay,
as resisting against a flow. So I think that idea of the self as something core, which allows you a certain kind of agency in the world. So you kind of, you know, through your actions, you articulate the self.
Yeah.
I think that there's something about that late Foucault, which is about kind of receding and retracting back into, so you consciously craft the self as a resistance against kind of certain operations of power. So I think the idea of kind of introversion, of retreat, of negation, there is a kind of like a really interesting sort of,
yes, my problem with it is the fact that it's
are we intruding?
Yeah.
Not at all.
We're having a very interesting conversation. Yeah.